Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
I got trapped gas.
Do you have trapped gas?
I have trapped gas. In my chest.
Where is it trapped?
In my chest.
All right. Thanks for that.
Well, I wasn't going to bring it up. We're out.
We're out. Right. There you go.
Feel her make a weird noise.
What does that mean, trapped gas?
It's just gas.
You have something like, yeah, pressure.
Exactly.
You got a poop or something?
This has been
pressure in your chest?
This has been the problem that's been ongoing for several weeks.
And what's the solution? What do you do with that?
Well, just taking gas sex and any opportunity to burp or likewise.
Right. Or likewise meaning have it go the other
exactly.
way?
Exactly. You've got southern breeze, yes.
Yeah.
Certain foods do it. I don't know why. I guess my body just changed as I get older.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you're okay.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Same year.
All right. Welcome to the Week in Review podcast.
I knew we were fucking starting.
I'm Chaz. That's AJ. Pam's over there.
Yeah.
Phil's over there.
Hey.
So we're going on vacation.
Yes, we is.
Yeah. And we're running best of.
Right.
Which is going to be some really good shit. Stuff that I've heard five times. I still laugh.
Right.
Like the neat thing about listening to best of is I hear AJ say stuff that I don't because it's so fast.
Mm-hmm.
He says it so fast on the air, I don't even hear it.
I never remember, so we're good.
Yeah.
True.
Great stuff.
I always get a kick out of the people that call in. They're like, yeah, I got a story. I'm like, yeah, we're not on. There's no one
yeah. Yeah, the ones who don't realize, yeah.
Oh, I check my email. Sometimes people say, that was really fucked up what you did. That pissed me off. Oh. Like, I'm getting yelled at on vacation. I'm like, man, I was sleeping when that happened.
Right.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Need to go back in time and argue then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two things we want to play inside, or maybe three, inside of this podcast is one, Luke Wilson's penis.
I can't believe he spoke.
Right. So he made his debut on the show, probably will be back again.
Right. Just popped out of nowhere.
Hard act to follow.
It's pretty true. Yeah. Stiff competition.
But, you know, he came into existence in a picture he took with Pam that was posted on Instagram.
Made his presence known, yes.
It's on our Instagram now. We'll post it on our Facebook page.
Right.
So you can find it there.
Got an entourage there, a couple of nuts, though.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
But let's play this bit. Comedian Pat Oates is in studio with us. It's the debut of Luke Wilson's penis. Here it is. Luke Wilson's penis should call the show if he's listening right now.
It should. It really should.
Wow.
Oh, wait. Did I just pick up a... Hello?
Hi, this is Luke Wilson's penis.
I understand you can't really talk while you have a very small mouth.
It's kind of tough. Mm-hmm. It's kind of tough because I'm buried in here right now.
Open the zipper.
Yeah, I don't need... much better now. Okay.
There you go.
I can breathe now. Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, Luke Wilson's penis. How are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, have you met Pam?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I saw her. I was trying to push her away, actually, in the photo. If you noticed.
Oh, is that
what it was? Yeah, because what happened was I saw Erica Arias. I was trying to push her out of the way. I'm like, oh.
She was next in line.
I'm like, oh, here he comes. Just get this chick out of here, okay?
You were prepping for Erica Arias of Fox 61.
I feel really bad about that, too.
He was actually peeking around Pam.
I knew. I was trying to get
like
around.
Looked like a banana.
Right.
He's mad because Pam was jerking him around.
Every time I went to look, she kept on jumping in the way. I'm like, get the hell out of the way. And I'm like, will you please just get the hell out of the way?
I thought we had a connection.
And every time I touched her.
She's like that finger.
Exactly.
Bending and... poking.
Exactly. And every time I tried to push her away, it just seemed to excite her more.
It was like E.T.'s finger. That was amazing. It was like,
exactly. I actually pulled
myself. Do you have a little light on the end, though?
I do. Ouch. Yeah, like my brother's nose at the end. Yeah. Got a bulb.
It's a little light like a coal miner's hat. He's like spelunking through Pam.
I'm on a golf course. I'm looking for grass on my putter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I had Reese's Pieces in my pocket. Maybe that's what it was.
She always has food in her pocket. That's why.
Well, that's not funny because LWP is diabetic and he can't deal with that, Pam. That's not, not a laughing matter.
That was really, you know what? I'm going back to my home.
How does Luke Wilson's penis feel about Luke Wilson's stroke?
He enjoys the stroke. He really does.
Oh, okay.
He does. He does.
So Luke has a good stroke.
He has a heavy-handed opinion.
Exactly. And I've played many holes.
Yeah, many holes?
I have, yes. Yeah. I am the champion master.
Have you ever approached a hole and said, oh, man.
Yes. In that photo.
This is horrible.
Don't want to hit it.
In that photo, yeah.
Come on. No, he liked that.
All right, thank you, Luke Wilson's penis.
Yeah, I'm going back now.
All right.
He told me that Pam's hole is a sand trap.
Jesus.
Keep that chick away from me.
More don't like talk about that.
It's like that dryer lint thing.
I gave her a
it's like you got to pull the lint out first.
There's like an old penny in there.
Before I
in the younger days, it was a water hazard, but now it's a sand trap.
Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Before I split, I did give her a name. Rio. Her name is Rio.
You nicknamed got jokes, Pam's vagina LWD. Rio.
Rio, exactly, right. A lot of Brazilians, and it's all nasty.
Okay.
Her name was Rio, and her crotch was filled with sand.
All right, thank you, Luke Wilson's penis.
No problem, go back now.
You just never know who's going to call the show.
You take one good picture, you think someone may be kind of attracted to you, and you get...
Did the penis take the picture?
This, is that all this of this.
This, this. This. I can't think of a word. Just this.
This.
This. This.
The eighth wonder of the world, Luke Wilson's penis.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
Coming spelled a different way.
Check for local listings.
But not really.
In a world where Luke's penis is...
I'm never taking a picture again. Getting rid of Instagram.
Yeah, check out the Chaz and AJ Instagram. There's the picture of Luke Wilson's penis. Clearly, we didn't know what was going on, but trying to push Pam away.
Right.
To bring Erica Arias into the picture.
I didn't realize Luke Wilson's penis is Luke Wilson's security. Right. He's trying to keep him away.
You want to point those little balloons and say, what the hell
at
is that?
At least his works, okay?
I just hope Luke Wilson's penis is a hashtag that's trending somewhere right now. It's
like, well, we're going to start that right now.
Yeah, it's handiwork, yes.
Okay.
What a putz.
Hold on.
I love your wheeze.
I am just so excited that Luke touched me.
You have a picture of Luke Wilson looking very happy to see you.
He was very happy.
Pointing at you. Or as Luke Wilson's penis said, trying to push you away.
Right. Next.
I'm a little disappointed with the Erica Arias picture with Luke Wilson because they take it waist up.
Yep.
Now she's wearing tight white shorts.
Exactly.
And he's got a ball in his pocket.
Right.
That's...
She was jealous when she saw my picture with her, with him. When Erica Arias saw my picture with Luke, I know, white shorts.
Use the force.
She was jealous that my picture had his bulge in it and hers didn't.
Right.
See? Who took that picture?
I don't know. I think one
someone from Fox?
From Fox. I don't know who, though.
Maybe Erica, you mean?
Probably a photographer.
I think it was the photographer. She was right behind us in line.
Yeah. It's like, hello, photographer.
I really don't remember
You get
who.
The whole shot. You could crop later.
I think it was Dane Dehan in there.
How do you not get Erica Arias in white shorts in a picture? One.
Seriously.
And then two, look what you missed.
Exactly. So, yep, snooze, you lose.
The other thing we want to make sure we get in here. Did we put the Molloy poem in the last podcast? No?
Nope.
Okay.
That was that debuted this week.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Wow.
It was Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know... I knew people would like it. I didn't think they'd like it this much.
They embraced it.
So it might become a thing called mad poetry.
Right.
Yeah, because I think I'll be good at it.
I can rhyme,
and I'm mad.
The angry poet.
The angry poet.
It's like slam poetry, but our version, where we actually slam the person we're talking about.
Right. Yeah. I love
it. Mark wouldn't even touch this shit.
So here's installment number one. I hate the governor.
You do.
I don't hate the person, Dan Malloy.
Right.
I don't know him that way.
Exactly, yeah.
But I hate the governor, and I wrote a poem.
A poem?
It's entitled, I Hate the Governor.
Good title.
I hate the governor. He is a disgrace. I hate his stupid f***ing ass face.
Nice.
I hate his glasses. I hate his taxes. I hate he made DMV like f***ing molasses. I hate he ran companies out of state. I hate... He let guys on death row skate.
Yeah.
Yep.
I hate he made Connecticut last. I hate he climbed right up Hillary's ass. I hate he put us in the gutter. I hate speeches full of stutters. I hate that he is far from genius. I bet he has a tiny
penis.
Nice job, Pam. I was going to say pencil.
Sorry.
Why is it pencil?
I hate his evil, awkward stare. I hate his greasy, oily hair. I hate he thinks he hasn't failed. I hate his ass is not in jail. The end. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. By the way, Fathead made a video. It's on our Facebook page, and I'll send it to the Dropbox, and Pam can post it on whatever.
It's on.
It's on.
Yep. It's excellent. On Facebook, everywhere.
It's
and
on all the radio
website.
Station
yep,
stuff.
Everywhere.
Nice.
All right. So another segment we want to make sure we get into this week in review is the review of Fathead's health.
Right.
And how old is he? 20?
20.
20.
20.
Just 20.
The yep. body of a 60-year-old.
20. So
fat one.
He tried.
And not a healthy 60-year-old.
Right. Exactly.
The Connecticut State Police physical exam, and he only did a fraction of it. But here's the review from the Trooper First Class.
Okay, Fathead, we've got your score sheet here. For a 20-year-old male weighing 270 pounds.
Oh, wait a minute. Stop. Oh, damn.
Stop.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Come on.
You can
like,
hear,
how tall are you?
6'3".
You're like four cops.
You can hear in his voice, he's like 270 pounds.
You're the entire squad.
He's disappointed.
Oh, my God. Man. God.
Wow.
You're only supposed to gain 15 pounds freshman year. That's it.
Yeah, how many years were you in there?
Right, and then you ahead. Lose it.
For a 20-year-old male weighing 270 pounds, the standards for you and the candidate screening test for the State Police Training Academy would be 29 push-ups at a minute's worth of time. You did three. You failed that event. For sit-ups, the expectation for a 20 to 29-year-old male is to do 38 sit-ups.
Oh.
You did none. So you failed that test as well.
It echoed. He said none.
In the 300-meter, 20 to 29-year-old male should do 59 seconds. You did a minute 22. You failed again.
It's not that bad.
And the last event was the mile-and-a-half run, of which you completed about 2 3/4 laps in 5 minutes and 38 seconds. The expectation is 12:38 for a male 20 to 29, and you failed that test as well. So you failed in its entirety every event of the PT assessment for candidates at the State Police Training Academy. I have to say that is the overall worst performance ever in the history of the State Police Training Academy for someone
all right.
in any way, shape, or form,
number
candidate,
one.
Recruit, or otherwise.
Yeah.
We calculated the percentages. I explained to you a little earlier, and I'll try to keep it short. The Cooper standards that we use evaluate age groups and genders against each other across the nation. So in this case, at 29 push-ups in a minute, that's the 40th percentile. So that would mean if you did 29 push-ups, 60% of the rest of the general population of your age group and gender would be more fit than you. In this case, in your overall score, 100% of everyone in the United States in the age group of 20 to 29 for males is more fit than you are. You wound up in the 0th percentile in every event. When we were walking in, I heard you say you were hoping for the 10th percentile. Yeah, that 0th percentile. You have absolutely the worst performance ever. As a matter of fact, we would recommend that you do something along the lines of physical activity beyond what you're currently
Stop!
Doing.
Trying to save your life here.
That's
They're
the
heroes. Yeah, but hey, Fathead,
oh my
wait,
God.
Wait till the eating competition comes up, man. You'll ace that one.
I got there on time.
All right, see what that. He's prompt.
Oh.
He smelled
do
food.
Do something.
Wow. All right, so we got some work to do on him, huh? I call in a body shop and a vacuum cleaner.
So not only did they tell you you're like the worst person who's ever taken this test, now they're doing a health intervention.
Right.
Like, you need to do something or you're going to die.
In the middle of the review.
You're 20.
They don't want to catch hell, man. This kid drops dead.
Oh, my God.
We would recommend that you do something along the lines of physical activity beyond what you're currently doing, which, based on our just visual assessment, appears to be walking from your bedroom to the refrigerator and back repeatedly over the course of a day.
Forget the bathroom.
Because your current health standards, 20 years old, 270 pounds, and that performance is an indicator that you are not a healthy individual.
So my question, I have a couple questions for you. Is that okay?
Hold on, hold
sure.
on. I need a,
oh, you have questions.
I need that as a soundbite. You are not.
I love him.
Can you play that again?
performance is an indicator that you are not a healthy individual.
You are not.
You are not a healthy individual.
And he couldn't emphasize not enough.
Not.
Get this through your head. Not.
Trooper?
In no way, shape, or form are you currently fit to be a state trooper.
Okay.
Okay.
I cut off this question.
And what did he ask? Something
so he
stupid.
Was asking, do you think that I could be a state trooper? No.
Okay. My next question for you is...
All right. So why do you say my next question for you?
Just
what
say,
did he know? That's the next... You just asked a question.
Just ask a question.
I feel like it's better than...
Don't do that.
Don't feel like you need to fill a gap. You're recording it. You could cut it out.
What's the question? You going to finish that?
No. I don't know what it was. Can we listen to it?
Right, doesn't even remember.
The for question. You is, what do you think I did wrong, maybe in my life?
Up until this point?
Sure.
Well, you said you were some kind of athlete in high school, right?
Yeah, somewhat.
And you're how old now, 20?
Yes, sir.
You graduated high school in
2013.
Okay, so in about just over two plus years' time, you've gone from high school athlete to high school track athlete. Mm-hmm. To couch potato in 2 years. So whatever meal program you're following in terms of what you eat, mm-hmm. That was another good one. You said, hey, when we're done, you want to go get a cheeseburger and fries? That's probably the last meal you want to be consuming with any regularity over the course of the next maybe year or so while you try to get yourself in some semblance of fitness. And then some sort of physical activity beyond just opening the refrigerator door would be helpful. You know, these tests require no equipment whatsoever. There's no weight bars, there's no gym necessary. You can go out and do these four things without a single piece of equipment.
Yep.
But in order for an individual to get in your kind of shape, you have to have a complete and utter disregard for your physical well-being. So whatever you've done up until now, you need to change absolutely and completely.
Yeah, whatever you've done with your life,
Thank you so much. Stop doing
it.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
You're a 20-year-old heart attack waiting to happen. Thank you so much.
I'm famished. You would think it was CSI rating him.
Yeah, that was...
like a coroner, yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
In bad shape. Crime scene investigation. How the hell is this fucker still alive?
That guy was great.
It was.
Like, he really, in like 2.5 minutes, completely dismantled Fathead to the point where he also reviewed his, like, basically
habits,
said, if
everything.
You don't change your habits, you're going to be dead.
Basically, yeah. We need a makeover for Fathead. Yeah.
One of the few times Fathead followed up.
Right. It's the one of the times that actually someone's actually unhealthier than Megillah.
Yeah, we have a new death God. Watch.
Exactly.
Now,
yeah, Megillah's up the hook, man.
Yeah.
That's true.
And then vacation. Everyone's having fun. Pam's going to be screwing up things here.
Right.
Yep.
But us not being around will be a vacation for her. So.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Peace of mind.
Nice.
All her hair grow back in.
Yeah.
Yep.
AJ, what are your plans?
A lot of car stuff. I got bookend two car shows. I got cruising on Main in Manchester on Sunday, and then the AJ's car show the following Sunday at the end of the week. I'm going to go see my dad for his birthday. He's 82 years old.
82.
And
he looks like you. I mean, like...
Yeah.
Like, you guys... are very similar.
Yeah, well, thank God.
Yeah.
She was my mom, didn't fuck around, yeah. But, you know, and I got, you remember I had to tear the ceiling out of my house to fix the plumbing?
Yeah.
I got to put the ceiling back.
You're going to do that?
I'm going to do that, yeah. So,
really?
Yeah.
On your flip-flops?
I'm just going to hang.
Are you going to be on a ladder with flip-flops holding sheetrock up against the ceiling?
No, probably just barefoot, but thank you, yeah.
Okay.
You know how to do that?
Yeah, I can still sheetrock, yeah. I can tape and spackle, yeah, and paint.
Okay.
I used to do that stuff.
All
right. You know, and then...
so how are you going to hold the sheetrock in place?
Well, it's only a small piece. I took out a small piece, so it's not going to be... I'm not putting a 4x8 sheet in there.
Gotcha.
I'm putting in a piece maybe like 2 foot by 3 foot.
All right.
So I'm going to screw it in there, and then I've got to do the spackling tape, and then let it dry, and then the second coat, sand it, and
gotcha.
Paint it, done.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm almost all over that. And then I got stuff to do around the house. I've got to clean up my garage. I've got to clean up the basement.
Sounds like every vacation.
Yeah,
car shows
much.
And home shit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all I got. You know, I don't really do much and everything. Yeah. I'm going to see you guys later on in the week. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Thursday night at my house.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
We might have a couple beers.
Nice.
Good. Yeah. So ride in with someone.
Yeah.
So you can drink.
Exactly.
Yeah. Phil, what are you up to?
Well, I'm going to take Amanda to Coney Island. She's never been there.
Cool.
Because she's got a week off before she starts taking online classes. She's going back to school. So we're going to do that because my mother's been, we've been trying to put like a little family vacation together, and it just hasn't worked out because everybody works now. Everybody's got their own shit going on, so it's impossible to get everybody on the same schedule.
It's reality.
Yeah. So my mother and I are going to take Amanda to Coney Island on Wednesday. Then we'll see you Thursday. And then it's just, there's parties. Raven in the building's going to have like a little home housewarming party.
That'll be fun.
I'm going to stop by that. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, some of the things that I don't get a chance to do while we're on because of the schedule, I'm just going to take advantage.
Yeah, living life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
You?
Tonight, Auntie Barbara's 75th birthday.
Milestone.
This woman looks like she's in her early 60s.
True.
Even she looks like a porcelain doll.
She does.
She's all love. Really class act. So that'll be a riot. That's the whole crew, you know, Anthony and Vinny. And
it's going to be fun.
Oh, just laughs.
Yeah, laughs and food.
Yeah. So that's tonight. And then tomorrow night, my cousin and his wife, Sunday with Chaz and Jennifer at McCartney.
Nice.
And I figured it out. So we paid $1,600 a ticket. He's going to play 40-something songs. Comes out to about $38 a song.
You did the math. Nice.
Of all the songs he's playing, 9 of them are non-hits that I want my money back on. So what's 38
times 9?
30 times 9. It's almost 380. So you deduct another. Right. So $340.
Right. You're going to yell from the bus. Yell.
Per ticket. So 3 tickets. So that's 9, 10. So he owes me, Paul McCartney owes me over $1,000.
Nice. Damn.
And then I'll be fine.
Okay.
So I don't mind paying $38 for the hits, but I don't want to hear these new songs.
When his back is turned to one of the guitars.
I looked at the playlist, and right after Blackbird, he does 3 shit songs. So I know that's when we go.
That's
the beer, the hot dog,
large
bathroom.
Pretzel.
Yeah.
Come back, and then he rips through. Like the most amazing fucking musical set in the history of rock and roll.
Nice.
That's worth it. I love how instead of getting your money back, you're going to go spend more money.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, no, he's going to put it on Paul McCartney's tab.
Dump more money out.
Just say it's on Paul McCartney's tab?
Yeah.
So the concert starts at 8. The gates open at 6. Guess what time they want us there for that sound check party?
4.
4?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Okay, yeah, it's always
I have to
really
leave
early.
My house at like fucking noon.
It's always really early.
What do you, so how long is the sound check party? An hour?
I don't know. Probably 4 or 6 songs.
Yeah.
So what, like a half an hour?
Yeah. 45
minutes
tops.
What are you guys going to do? Yeah.
And then there's, no, you can't leave.
No, you
so
gotta
you're stuck inside Gillette Stadium.
Right.
MetLife.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's a reception that we're invited to because of this VIP ticket.
Yeah.
So all the people that go to the sound check party will be stuck in this like big kind of corral and wine and cheese, and they'll charge us. But they gave me $100 gift card. We'll go through that in 5 minutes.
Right.
So that'll be like another $1,000 in booze and food.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Expensive day or whatever Sunday.
Right.
Worth it.
So cherish every second of it.
Exactly. And then a couple of other family things during the week, like you guys. I'm gonna like actually live my life. That I can't live during the week.
I'm watching TV past 9.
My niece over on Monday night. What are you watching?
I'm watching TV past 9.
Oh, that's
the
best.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yay.
I get to watch
this is what people do during the week.
Regular time, not on demand.
Right.
Yeah.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah, then Thursday I'll see you guys.
Yep.
But I'm not even ready for a vacation. We just had one. Like, I'm completely ready to come in on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be great.
That'd be funny if you guys showed up. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, right. That would never happen.
Well, I'll probably be woken by the sound of my phone buzzing, people saying, you guys are off the air.
Right.
Oh,
I hear
that's
snoring.
True.
I hear snoring from the studio.
That could be a fun joke that I could say it was.
Right. Yeah, I just wanted everyone
it wasn't
to
a mistake. It
pay
was
attention.
A joke.
Right, and we'll have the new feature on following Monday, the resume of recently terminated employees. First, I'll be a former traffic person.
Yeah. So we're going to leave you with 2 phone pranks back-to-back. Hector, which is always hysterical. I don't care. Like, this is a character.
Angry Spanish people are funny.
Exactly. And you do that so well, it's like second nature to you.
It's living life.
It doesn't sound
like
a
he has a lot of pent-up rage.
Yeah.
It's a good stress reliever.
But that voice, it sounds real.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then Pam's call to this random guy about having herpes after a one-night stand.
That was a prank.
We played it Wednesday at the Travelers, and I asked Scott the engineer to turn it down.
Right.
So I didn't really get a chance to hear it, so I'd love to hear that. So Hector into Pam having herpes.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to end
happened,
this.
Yeah.
Now Hector.
Jasmine AJ, week in review. Now Hector will have herpes.
Right.
extermination company.
Yeah, listen, man, this is Terminators.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm having trouble understanding you.
You're a bug guy.
Extermination company.
Listen, I got a problem with fucking bugs over here, okay? I got a cockroaches.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. We can take care of that for you.
Okay, no, listen, cockroaches everywhere. I mean, they're walking, they're coming out of the fucking walls. I swear to God, they're all the goddamn cat.
Yeah, okay, listen, let me get a couple questions here with you real quick. Are you in an apartment or a house?
Of course I'm a fucking apartment. I can't afford a house.
About how big is your apartment, would you say?
As I say, it's a bedroom, it's a kitchen.
So are they coming mainly out from the kitchen area? Is this where you're seeing them?
They're coming the fuck out everywhere, man. I swear to God. I turn the lights on. It's like they're fucking dancing right here.
Here's what you're looking at, sir. You're looking at basically about $120 service fee, and that's for us to come out there. Once we go ahead and find the problem and locate where these roaches are coming from, that $120 service fee, if you choose to use us, will be removed from your bill.
So what the fuck? I got to give you $120 a fucking finder fee? God damn, I can do it myself.
Okay, well, feel free to do it yourself, sir. We're professionals, and obviously you're not a professional with the vulgar language on the phone here.
Hey, I got fucking cockroaches everywhere in the goddamn fucking house, okay?
You're looking at $120. We'll come out there. Would you like us to come out today?
I got
to
work a fucking 4 goddamn days for the fucking $120. Help a guy out of here, for Christ's sake.
Well, I don't know. Maybe if you'd live a little bit cleaner, you probably wouldn't have problems with roaches.
What the fuck
you,
is that supposed to mean?
You have a dirty mouth on you, sir.
The reason you got roaches. Fuck you.
Sir?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your address? I'll come over there and kill the fucking roaches and you.
Hey, fuck you.
I don't need this shit. I don't need this shit. I don't need this shit. Yeah. Extermination company.
Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning. You've been phone pranked.
Man, I'm telling you right now, that guy, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he deserved cockroaches.
Hey. Jimmy told us you might not have a lot of patience on the phone.
Right.
You know how many crazy people I deal with?
Apparently a lot. Yeah.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Dave?
Yes, Sam.
Hi, Dave. It's Marissa. I met you a couple of weeks ago. Blonde hair. I met you at Bar New Haven. I don't know if you remember me.
I vaguely remember you.
So,
what's going on?
I don't know if you remember. You gave me your number before when you went back to your house. Kind of left in the hurry afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been trying to get the courage to call you for weeks now, and I finally just...
Okay.
I don't even know how I'm going to tell you this. It's a little embarrassing. I really liked you, and I just don't want you to get mad at me.
Well, why don't you fucking tell me what you have, and I'll react the way that I'm going to react.
I have herpes.
You knowingly had herpes and gave it to me.
You should have asked, right?
Definitely not my fault.
Yeah.
Are you fucking joking me right now?
I'm not joking you. So I just thought like, you know, I was being the better person by at least telling you, because I could have not told you.
This is the most fucked up thing anybody has ever done to me in my entire life.
Well, you're an adult, so, I mean, you should have taken responsibility at the time. But I'm just telling you. I'm being responsible by telling you now.
That's the worst thing you could ever do to somebody. You can, other than giving them AIDS, which I hope you get. I hope you get that.
Well, if I get them, you probably, if I have them, you probably have them too. So.
Oh my God.
Hey, this is a Chaz and AJ phone prank.
What?
She is joking.
Yeah, it's a phone prank, brother.
She's joking.
Sorry.
I was about to lose my mind. I didn't even know what I was about to do.
You should get tested just in case.
That's the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
See ya.
Pam's over there.
Bye, FN.
Phil's over there.
See ya.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forge tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.